your musical scrapbook on Here's to Veterans. Here's to Veterans, a salute from this radio station to former servicemen and women, produced by the Veterans Administration. Your musical scrapbook is filled with memories of the great entertainers who made America's music over the past 25 years. A man who produced many hit recordings during those years is Dave Dexter, now with the show business magazine, Billboard. Dave, today we're featuring the music of Joe Fingers Carr.
Joe Fingers Carr, he was playing ragtime 20 years ago and making records, and they sold well. But until the Scott Joplin craze came along just fairly recently, well, ragtime had kind of been forgotten. Here's Joe Fingers Carr at the keyboard with Somebody Stole My Gal. We've got lots of more ragtime coming in just a moment or two. First, though, listen to these words from the Veterans Administration.
This reminder, Dave, your military record is very important and can be of value many years after you left service. Your VA benefits may depend on it, too, so it's vital that your record is accurate. Now, everyone knows that errors can be made inadvertently, and sometimes it's a long time before an error is noticed. The law gives you 3 years after discovery of an error to apply for correction. Errors that concern dates of service, medical treatment, or disciplinary action are just some examples that can cause problems when you apply for your VA benefits, so you should have those corrected immediately. In fact, it's best to check your record as soon as you leave service. That way you can minimize or eliminate delays in getting your GI Bill benefits. A counselor at your nearest Veterans Administration Assistance Center or a service organization representative can tell you how to apply for corrections. Dave, what do you have in mind for us next?
Well, it's the piano styles of Joe Fingers Carr. And here's another great old song that goes back so far that nobody remembers the date it was written. Joe Fingers Carr, you know, that's a phony name. There isn't really any Joe Fingers Carr. His name is Louis Bush. And the first time I encountered Lou was back in the 30s when he was playing piano with a fine dance orchestra led by Hal Kemp, the late Hal Kemp. Carr, though, he liked other music. He likes all kinds of music, and he's capable of playing many, many types of music, including classical. Here he is in a ragtime guise under the name of Joe Fingers Carr, and he sold a lot of records in the 1950s. Listen now to his version of Portuguese Washerwoman.
Thank you.
that's interesting, and it's fun to go back to those years when that record by Joe Fingers Carr was first made. But now here's some up-to-the-minute information from the VA.
I mentioned earlier that the law allows veterans to correct errors in their military record. And I also mentioned that it's wise to apply for a correction as soon as possible. Now, if you put it off, there may be needless delay in receiving your many GI Bill benefits. Another protection you have as a veteran is the right to appeal any VA decision that you feel is unfair. You may request a review of the decision by the Veterans Board of Appeals. For this procedure, you may have an attorney or service organization represent you, or you may present your own case. The Veterans Appeals Board is operated by the VA, but is entirely separate from any other department. Members of the board will hear all sides of a case and issue a decision based on the facts presented. For more information, contact your nearest Veterans Administration Assistance Center or service organization representative. Now here's Dave Dexter with some more ragtime.
Well, it seems that Scott Joplin's old rags are in great vogue these days, but for Joe Fingers Carr, alias Louis Bush, they were quite popular 20, 30 years ago when Joe was making piano solo records. Here's a good example. This is the most famous of all Scott Joplin compositions, the Maple Leaf Rag. Orthodox transition or something, from Scott Joplin to Franz Liszt. Joe Fingers Carr at the piano and his, let's just say, eccentric version of Liebestraum. Thank you. Well, we heard from Franz Liszt, from Scott Joplin, and several others. Now we're going to hear from Uday Bowman, who also was a fine ragtime pianist about the time that Scott Joplin lived in Sedalia, St. Louis. Bowman lived around Kansas City, and his rag was called the 12th Street Rag. Here is Joe Fingers Carr. Once again, it's been my pleasure skipping through the musical scrapbook, enjoying the piano artistry of Joe Fingers Carr. I hope that in the very near future, we can repeat it. This is Dave Dexter, and so long, everybody.
Thanks to Billboard Magazine's Dave Dexter for presenting Your Musical Scrapbook as a tribute to America's veterans. This radio station has contributed broadcast time in the public interest to this program, produced by the Veterans Administration. All of us join in saying, here's to veterans.